Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about vision. Vision versus visionary. A lot of times you see the context of these words and how we play off these words and the interpretation that people have in differing industries at what they feel a visionary is. One thing I like to look at is kind of going back to the dictionary. A lot of times you'll see the definitions and nouns and adjectives. I find they're really useful because it gives you these words, these interpretations of what the dictionary actually thinks a person is, or if they have vision or if they're a visionary. What is the difference? And I was always curious, not only with these words, but as we go through the Visionary Chronicles, you'll see me digging more and more into words. And I think they're really important when you're running your company to understand words, to understand what they mean, and for them to be impactful, not only to you, but when you're talking with your employees or in meetings, sales meetings, whatever it happens to be. A lot of times these words are used to position your brand. And sometimes they're used to position the person at the top. And this is a lot of times what you see with vision versus visionary. So when I looked at these two words, one thing that I found, and if you look in the dictionary of vision, it's an act of power of sensing with the eyes or a sight. It's an act of anticipating. It's an act of something being seen. Anticipation. And a lot of what you'll see with the definition of vision is you just have eyesight. You can anticipate what's in front of you. You can sense with your eyes as to the environment that's around you, but everything is current. Vision doesn't mean that you are a visionary. So although the context and three letters mean everything in this case. So when you look at visionary, when we look at the dictionary, what does that mean? So a comparative to that is a person unusually keen foresight, a person who is given audacious, these are words that they use in the dictionary, audacious, highly speculative, impractical ideas or schemes, a dreamer. This is in the dictionary, which I found really fascinating when you looked at vision versus visionary. And the adjective side of visionary is speculative, impractical, unrealizable, given to be characterized by unpractical ideas, views, or schemes, they call them, unreal, imaginary. So what you see the big difference is that the visionary not only has foresight, but can see into the future of things that people maybe never knew they needed to have, or things that can be realized through their imagination through other people is even better. A lot of times you'll see visionaries that are independent. And I use people such as Edison or Einstein. They're kind of visionaries by themselves because they're executing a vision that they see without the involvement with a lot of other people. But the absolute pinnacle of a visionary is when they can involve other people in their vision. And you'll see a lot of these words being used at companies and the brands that I've been associated with all the time. People that don't have that vision. People that don't have that foresight. Think of his ideas or her ideas as audacious, speculative, impractical. They're a dreamer. But it's those visionaries that push through those skeptics and those barriers that people put in front of them to realize their vision. So a big difference between these is effectively a visionary is realizing their vision. Just because you have vision does not mean you're a visionary. And I use these terms because it really gives an idea of this top level analysis of who are these visionaries. What is their personality? What drives them, their passion day after day? Not only on the independent side, but the interdependence of having people around them to realize their vision and to buy into what others call impractical, unrealizable, speculative, unreal. That's the pinnacle of being a visionary is when you can get others involved in your passion and your vision and your foresight of where you want to take your company or your brand. One of the biggest detriments that I've seen with companies, and the reason that I bring these two things up, is not everybody is meant to be a visionary, although you have vision. So when you look at companies, stick to what your strengths are. Not that you can't improve your weaknesses, but clearly you're at that company because of your strengths. So what I found is people that move into other areas of the company or the brand try to cross a chasm that they should have never tried to cross. So what happens is, more often than not, is it becomes a disruption to the organization and the flow of the process of successfully executing at all levels. When you have somebody in a band that doesn't know how to play the trombone or the bass or violin, it's a pretty awful sound. But the intention behind an orchestra is to play as a team. Everybody's got an expertise, and it's a beautiful analogy of where companies should be and where they don't want to be. So when you look at this visionary, some people feel they're visionaries, although they're not. And there's nothing wrong with admitting to the fact that you're not the visionary, and there's probably somebody inside the company that should be. So I'm saying stay with your strengths, work on your weaknesses, and not everybody's meant to be a visionary. But find a visionary that you can follow. What's great is we have so many examples of great visionaries that have successfully executed at all levels. It's put in print, and it's put through generations of companies that still exist today. So you'll see Steve Jobs on the tech side. You'll see Picasso. And I throw these artists in there because they're also visionaries of paintings and generations and different type of renderings that they feel they're passionate about and others become passionate about it. And then you get Edison, you've got Einstein, you've got Rockefeller, you've got Carnegie. So it's a flow of visionaries that have created things that we still use to this day. So they're visionaries that looked at something that others thought was impractical and or was an idea that nobody had thought about before. And what you're finding today through Apple and through Tesla and through these different companies and organizations is they're bringing things to market that others didn't think that they needed. But they've made the ease of use, the user experience, the ability for it to be adapted to their lifestyle and what they're doing. And this can also flow into Facebook. It can flow into Twitter and different social media outlets that we work with every single day and engage with every day of our lives for hours at a time. Some more than others, and some less than others. But nonetheless, it gives us another avenue to express ourselves to others in the industry or those in our community. So when you look at these other visionaries in the marketplace, when you're running your company or you're running your brand, the beautiful thing is that you can look as to what allowed them to get beyond the speculation, beyond the foresight, beyond the impractical ideas, people putting barriers in front of them. And there's a lot of books out there, which I read all the time on these inspirational leaders, that allow me to convey that to you and things that I put into practical work with the brands that I've been with, as well as with Liquid Mind today and the brands that I work with on a global level. So those that are visionaries are ones that naturally adapt themselves to coming into companies and just have this foresight built into them. And I feel it's a God-given gift that everybody has when they're born. And they have, as a result of that, a generational impact on our lives. Although we didn't live in the day of Rockefeller or Carnegie, we still have steel, we have aluminum, we have oil, we have gas, we have internal combustion engines that are now being phased into electrical vehicles. But nonetheless, we still use them today, even though that was generations before. So playing to your strengths, having a generational impact. It's those visionaries that have that ability to create, the ability to survive. And then the third piece, the ability to thrive. It's one thing to be a one-hit wonder. It's another thing to have a continual hit after hit after hit. There's a difference between people still to this day playing Beatles records or these generational artists that they listen to. AC/DC is one of my favorites, and kids still listen to it to this day. So what's really cool is that it crosses a lot of boundaries as to who visionaries are. But the great thing is, when you're running your company, find a visionary from your category, from your industry, and or somebody that character-wise you feel you want to emulate. I've done that in many instances with these visionary leaders, and I've found almost in every case something that I could adapt to my life or something that I could put into practice in my business. These are kind of my round table of advisors that I look at what they've done and how they successfully executed. A couple others that have great books and ones that have been visionaries, Phil Knight, Adi Dassler. Some were more organized than others. Some kind of stumbled upon their success, but all of them consistently had a vision, and they were effectively visionaries because they've lasted for generations. So it's kind of cool to look back on these companies and these visionaries as to how they built, grew, and successfully executed this strategy for generations. So the ability for you to follow these visionaries, put into practice what they've done successfully, avoid the pitfalls of your company, and allowing it to have an impact in your category or business as well. So find those that emulate what you're trying to achieve. And I'm saying both personally and professionally. What you'll find is that that crosses over whether you're an entrepreneur, business owner, an executive at a company. Ensure that you're consistent and authentic both personally and professionally. It's a lot less exhausting. So what you'll find a lot of times with visionaries is they're authentic day and night, personal, professional, and there are bloodlines with these visionaries. And a lot of these foundational principles are common between not only brands, but you'll find them in visionaries, these foundational principles. And a few of these that we'll be talking more in depth, but I like to always reiterate these to you because I feel they're extremely important if you're to be successful long term. To either follow these visionaries, to be one of these visionaries, whatever it may be, ensure that you're always following their inspiration. First and foremost, I'll say define who you are and what you stand for. That's always the foundation of these visionaries, is they knew what they were looking to achieve. Their bloodlines flow through the entire brand, and this has to be authentic. If they're not authentic, that bloodline flows down into the organization itself. And as a result, it reduces the integrity of the company and the brand as a whole. The third thing I'll say is feel comfortable taking risks. You have to feel comfortable taking risks. Safe is risky, as Seth Godin says. So when you want to take risks, you have to feel comfortable with those and ensure that risks are part of the failure process, but effectively eventually leads to success. And I have a saying when I looked at and give presentations to corporations or universities, whatever it may be, is I call this Club 10,000. And the single member to that Club 10,000 is Thomas Edison. He says, I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways this won't work in making the light bulb. So if you can look at Thomas Edison for how many patents he's had, and all the successes he's had, he said it's the failures that he found the most challenging, but the failures are the ones that built the foundation for him to succeed. And make mistakes. Don't try to avoid those. Be an evangelist. Always be the one carrying the vision inside of your company. Take initiative. Don't wait for instructions. This is something you bleed down into your organization. Don't try to be the single visionary inside of your company. You need to be passionate, inspirational to those around you so they can carry that vision and they can then take initiative and they won't wait for instructions. That's extremely important. Spend energy on solutions, not on emotions. You want to make sure that as you go through and building your company, that you find solutions. There will always be a path of least resistance, which is not innovation, it's imitation. So you want to make sure whatever you do, spend energy on solutions and make sure that you keep emotions in check. But you're always looking to take one step forward and not two steps back. Break things. Welcome deconstruction. It's the first step in creative process. You want to make sure you're doing that. Focus on opportunities. Take personal responsibility for getting things done. And that includes the visionary as well. He or she needs to be on the front line ensuring that they take personal responsibility for the organization as a whole. Don't bloody the water. What I'm saying there is that visionaries find a way to hit the open water with an opportunity nobody's thought about. Always be reinventing yourself before the competition. Always find a way to do something different and have a defined point of difference. Always thinking outside the box, never giving up. No compromise on a concept or an idea that will further the cause of the company or the brand. And there's no guarantee of success. If that was the case, there would never be an innovation pipeline. And always, always expect the unexpected. These are things that visionaries have in common, and every single one of them had faced adversity, barriers, people calling them crazy. Here's to the crazy ones, as Steve Jobs said. So when you're out there, find a way to leapfrog over your competition through visionary ideas. That can come through a visionary themselves or you emulating the success of a visionary and the ones that I've talked about. Either way, ensure that you put your best foot forward and don't take two steps back, and you will succeed with your vision in becoming a visionary. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.